March remains mad for college basketball superstar Caitlin Clark, even though we're past the month. Last night, she put up 41 points as her Iowa Hawkeyes beat LSU in a rematch of last year's final. So now, Clark and Iowa head to the Final Four to take on perennial power, the University of Connecticut.
And UConn knocks out a number one seed to head back to the Final Four.
The UConn Huskies rode their star, Paige Beckers, to upset USC on ESPN last night. Let's talk now to the Gist's Lauren Tuscola. Lauren, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, what a game last night. Not just Caitlin Clark's ridiculous three-point shots from whatever the town next to Albany is, but LSU's Angel Reese, the pace of the game. I found it exhilarating. You?
Yeah, it was just such a joy to watch. When you have these really hyped matchups, sometimes they don't live up to the hype. Occasionally we have this championship game rematch, but this one really did. It was just so, so fun to watch these superstars going head-to-head.
And both starring statistically up and down the court. One commentator said the thing about Caitlin Clark is she doesn't freak out. She never gets nervous on the court. Do you agree with that? How is that possible?
She has ice in her veins, and I don't know how she does it. She should teach a course or something, teach us all how to act like that. One thing she did say, though, is she's really proud of the joy she's played with. She has this weight on her shoulders, all of these records she's setting, but she still plays with joy out there. So I think that's what she taps into in these big pressure moments.
Yeah. And what a game. I mean, not just for her, but for the whole Iowa team. Let's talk about LSU and Angel Reese. At the start of the game, she was unstoppable, right? Until she unfortunately twisted her ankle, seemed to be hobbling the rest of the game. But after the game, Reese spoke about the abuse she and her teammates have faced since last year's championship for LSU.
I've been attacked so many times. Death threats, I've been sexualized, I've been threatened, I've been so many things, and I've stood strong every single time.
Lauren, why have the LSU players been so targeted, notably their black stars?
Yeah, it's awful. Frankly, it is racism, of course. There's still a lot of racism in the coverage of the game, and it's just devastating what Angel Reese, one of these superstars, has been through. But she's really outspoken there, and I think at the end of the day, we have to remember these are kids playing college basketball, and for her to endure this abuse is horrible. So just that's what we're looking at here. It's racism at the end of the day.
Mm. All right, back to the basketball. On the other side of the women's bracket, Carolina on our minds, NC State faces undefeated South Carolina. What should we watch in that game as well as Iowa versus UConn? How should we watch?
Yeah, these two Final Four games, we're in for a real treat. We had these really exciting Elite Eight doubleheader, but there are a lot of superstars. Of course, everyone's looking at the Paige versus Caitlin in UConn versus Iowa, but South Carolina, they're still undefeated, and they're looking to continue that undefeated run. And NC State has been this underdog. They have Azia James, who is a real superstar as well. So a lot of talent in these Final Four games too.
Yeah, and quick moment for the men, and the men's NC State team is still in it. They're an 11 seed underdog. America loves them. Why?
The real reason America loves them is DJ Burns. He's a standout for NC State, and March Madness is really a game of momentum, and NC State has been on this incredible run through the conference tournament, so another underdog to watch there. It's exciting times for NC State.
Do they have a chance to win?
They definitely have a chance, but UConn on the men, I think, are going to be making that back-to-back run.
That's the Gist. Lauren Tuscola. Lauren, thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.